You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I was fortunate I got a few weeks off in between, so I had time to rest up a little bit and kind of get locked in again, re-prepare. So it was nice for me, and especially with this facility. You know, we're very fortunate with the Cubs that we get to play out of this unbelievable facility. So to come back and kind of get to be with our coaching staff and get ready before was really helpful. I felt good about the year. I felt like I learned a lot. Just got a ton of at-bats and was able to really kind of with my first full pro season just figure out what I need to work on. And then, you know, coming in here, just trying to be more consistent every day. You know, clean up some things from both the right and left side of the plate and just get as many reps at second base as I can. It was really exciting for me when I got to jump out to Double-A. Definitely had been a goal of mine. And then once I got there, you know, made a pretty quick adjustment, and it was just kind of throughout the year learning how to be consistent in Double-A, how to you know, adjust to the pitcher, especially in the Southern League with five-game series. Those staffs make adjustments to you, so you gotta come back and make your adjustments.
Me siento muy agradecido de Dios primeramente de darme la oportunidad de estar aquí, compartir con nuevos jugadores y nueva experiencia. Casi con todo, todavía me falta como acercarme más a alguna gente, pero casi con todos los compañeros que tengo en la Fulvio. Sí, me imagino, porque así dicen que si tú visualizas donde tú quieres estar, siempre la cosa sucede. Fue algo maravilloso, en verdad, fue algo extraordinario. De verdad que me siento bien orgulloso del trabajo que hice y me siento bien, bien agradecido de Dios por darme la oportunidad de estar ahí. Seguí aprovechando mi juego y seguí aprendiendo de los jugadores que han jugado a niveles más altos que yo.
Yeah, it was cool growing up having a dad that played. You know, he played for 16 years. He was around baseball a lot. You know, it was cool. I was the youngest son, so he got to be around me a little bit more growing up playing than my other brother. So that was nice having him be able to coach. You know, just kind of always have fun. I mean, he's always had little stuff for mechanics and stuff like that. But the biggest things he's taught me, you know, just always have fun playing. Whenever you get drafted by a team and you're with that team, you always kind of envision that. And, you know, it's just a dream that I've always had and looking forward to hopefully getting there someday. You know, always just get better, you know, have consistent at-bats, play good defense, you know, that stuff. Just always continue to get better. And just playing hard, you know, that's kind of something I take pride in, you know, playing hard, always running out balls, you know, diving for balls, all that kind of stuff, you know, just trying to play as hard as I can all the time.
It's been good. It's been really smooth. The whole Red staff has really been welcoming, and, you know, they've helped me a lot in my development, and, you know, I'm happy to be where I am. It's cool to get a good group of guys, especially, like, some guys you played against in other leagues, and just to get to meet them and, you know, learn from them and what they do. It was great. Pensacola is a beautiful place to play. We had a good team, made it to playoffs, and, you know, it was a fun year. Just kind of put together some good at-bats, get some more baseball in, and have fun before the off-season. It's been great. You know, I really enjoy it. They come out every day working hard, and, you know, I think we got a fun team. Pretty versatile. Kind of can play anywhere, any day, and, you know, just trying to be in the lineup and help the team win.
You know, I kind of had a down year, which it was a good experience for me to experience that failure, you know, go through it, a little adversity. And, you know, I'm excited to be out here, kind of refine myself and, you know, end on a positive note for my season. I came here just to, you know, have a great approach at the plate. That's my main thing, go up there each and every day and have a good approach. But otherwise, just come out here and get better each and every day. You know, being around these guys and coaches, it's a great opportunity for me to get better. So looking forward to it. It's my second year back in the Arizona Fall League, so I got a taste of it last year. But like I said, man, this is the cream of the crop. These are the best, you know, players in the minor leagues. And for me to surround myself around them each and every day is great. I get to learn from them, see how they go about their business, and, you know, add some stuff to my tools as well.
You know, it was a fun year, obviously. It was very cold up there. Had a lot of adjustments to make, obviously, throughout the season, and I was learning a lot. You know, I had a lot of adjustments made mentally and physically. Worked with a lot of people. My family was involved, and, you know, was making a lot of good adjustments towards my game. And throughout the season, obviously, you saw some ups and downs and some things that went good and some things that went bad. But, you know, towards the end of the season, you know, my goal was just to finish strong, and that's what I did. I mean, it was a great opportunity. I was very blessed to be a part of something like that early in my career. And I'm very honored to be here with the Brewers today and here in the Fall League with all these great guys and just learning and taking you know, control of everything as best I can and just showing everyone what I can do.
It's been awesome. You know, it's been short. You know, third game here. it's a great experience. You get to you know, meet new guys in the clubhouse, you know, and get great coaching from you know, awesome coaches. So it's been great. You know, that's probably the best aspect about this league. You know, you get to you know, meet new guys that you've either I played with and against in the Florida State League or guys in different leagues, and you know, that's awesome. That's the best part. I love meeting new people, and it's, you know, guys that I hopefully be playing against or with for the next, you know, 10-12 years. I just get better. You know, see competing against, you know, the best pitching in minor league baseball right now is an awesome experience, an awesome opportunity. And it's just a real test for, you know, for me. Being healthy again is you know, a blessing, and to be healthy the whole full year, this past year has been awesome. To be on the field and be able to play every day has been really cool.
Offensively, my goals are to put together consistent at-bats. Defensively, I'd say make all the routine plays. That would be my goal. Playing the outfield a little bit here, just make sure I make the routine play. I want to play everywhere, to be honest with you. It doesn't really matter. As long as I'm in there, I got a chance to make a difference, that's all. Oh, absolutely. I mean, learning from guys that, you know, are from different organizations, different philosophies of doing things, it's kind of cool to see everybody's perspective on things. I mean, they've been great. Whatever, you know, we've needed to get done, you know, any extra work that we needed, we get it done. It's been great. I'm a Canadian. I mean, that's, I guess, the go-to. There's really not much to me. I love baseball, and I hope to get to Pittsburgh one day.
Yeah, I mean, my experience thus far has been really good, you know. I've been surrounded by a bunch of really good guys. I learned a lot in a short period of time. I think that the organization I'm with, they've done a good job of just kind of throwing me into the fire. That's exactly what I want as a player. So, like I said, I'm just, you know, trying to be a sponge the best I can, learn from players and coaches, and just kind of go out there and have some fun playing ball. I think the biggest thing is just, you know, obviously there's a tremendous amount of talent. So just working counts the best I can, not chasing as much as I maybe did this past year. Just working on pitch selection, pitch recognition, just, you know, things you kind of gain through experience. So just another opportunity to get on the field and just practice out. So, I mean, every day you come to the park, I mean, obviously baseball's always being talked about. It's bred, you know, nonstop in the clubhouse. So, you know, you're just doing everything you can just to learn. You know, it's all about just gaining experience and just going out there and just trying to apply it the best you can. So whether it's a clubhouse, maybe dinner after the game, whatever it may be, you know, you eat, sleep, and breathe baseball.
Just to take the experiences I had up in September with the big league club and, you know, put that into action and you know, just be kind of a leader out here and go about my business, you know, the way I would up there. Unbelievable, you know, everything you can possibly imagine and more. And, you know, they welcome me with open arms and, you know, just a tremendous opportunity to be there and soak everything up. I've been in big league camp the last couple of years and got to know the guys and, you know, they're my friends and that's something that's very important. And, you know, we've got each other's back and that's something that I'm very, very proud of. You know, they're all invested in you and that's something that's very important. You know, we're here for 6 weeks and usually, I mean, you get your own coaching staff in the St. Louis Cardinals, which they do a tremendous job, you know, and it's also great to be with other clubs and see what they have to offer.